PFT Media.
This is Mark Baratelli, editor of thedailycity.com. Thank you for listening to the Daily City Podcast. Colonial Lane's bowling alley in the Mills District, opened since 1959, will cease operations as of Thursday, May 24th. The building at 400 North Primrose Drive is 33,000 square feet and has 197 parking spaces. The new master plan calls for demolition of the bowling alley building and splitting the lot in half for a two-phase development. One parcel will include a personal storage facility with ground floor retail. The contents of the second parcel have yet to be determined. Winter Park City Council approved naming the campus of the Winter Park Library and Events Center the Canopy last week during a council meeting in City Hall. The park in which the campus is located will remain Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Park. The name The Canopy came from a City Commission-authorized task force led by a branding expert, Evolve Design Group Incorporated. The group met three times under the direction of Evolve to develop a brand and name for the campus and facilities. Along with the choice of the new name, City of Winter Park City Council approved $382,000 for infrastructure but not construction for a rooftop venue atop the canopy. If the city finds funding, the rooftop venue will be built along with the rest of the library altogether. If not, due to that infrastructure getting built, it can be built at a later date. Pepino's restaurant is closed just after 6 months in the newly created Hourglass District. Sources say the original owner sold it and the new owners expect to open it in August. Food expert Scott Joseph says the failure of the restaurant was caused by poor service. Grape and Grain Wine and Beer Bar has opened at 1110 Virginia Drive in the Mills 50 District. The main attraction is the outdoor porch and green space. The bar will feature live music, local art, food trucks, and local beer and wine selections. Learn from some neighborhood pioneers why Pine Hills just might be the next great frontier for Central Florida residents and investors. Michelle Owens, executive director of the Pine Hills Neighborhood Improvement District, is giving a talk called Pine Hills, the Next Frontier, Tuesday, May 29th, 6:30 to 8 at Credo Conduit at 1001 North Orange Avenue. Four new downtown restaurant spaces will be added to the Central Business District thanks to a large-scale renovation of the plaza at 20 North Orange Avenue across from Wall Street Plaza starting June. A portion of the building that faces Wall Street will receive a new retail canopy, new glass storefront doors, stucco repair, and exterior lighting. Landlords of buildings like this generally prefer nationally backed long-term leases, which can nix the opportunity of getting spaces like these for smaller local brands. The City of Winter Park Planning and Zoning Board recommended conditional use approval for the First Church of Christ Scientist at 650 North New York Avenue. The building is 6,900 square feet with 44 parking spaces on the property. The One Orlando Alliance rescinded their executive director job offer from openly gay Alabama legislator Patricia Todd when the alliance learned she publicly stated the governor of Alabama was a closeted lesbian and requested that someone out her. Their press release stated, quote, "Outing is a form of psychic and emotional violence," end quote. But this is not the only time Todd was involved in the act of outing. Back in 2015, she threatened to out elected officials involved in extramarital affairs, which could have ended in the outing of some of them. Did the One Orlando Alliance know about this? We will update this story once they've responded to our questions. And finally, four Orlando Publics have not been inspected by the state since 2016. Eight didn't even get inspected in 2017. 11 did not get inspected in 2016. What is going on? We have the full story as well as a list of all 33 Orlando Publics and their inspection status on thedailycity.com. Thank you for listening to Orlando Opinions. I encourage you to keep up with your ever-changing city every day by visiting Orlando's original hyperlocal news site, thedailycity.com. I'm Mark Baratelli.
A PFT Media production.